Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Compass Group International.
And I'm Dean Studebaker, COO of Compass Group International.
And welcome to our second podcast of the series for developer financing. So in the first podcast, we talked about programs or solutions for domestic developers looking to develop, whether it's a small tract of homes or a huge community. We have those solutions for you if you're developing within the 50, obviously within the United States, within the 50 states. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about international developer financing. So if you're a developer that's looking to develop in a foreign country, like somewhere in Latin America, like in Costa Rica or Panama or Dominican Republic, whether it may be just a few homes to a master plan community, we have those solutions for you. So the main thing is that I just want to set the record straight is, for any developer, any investor that's looking to develop a small tract of homes or a large community or even a hotel abroad, you come across this hurdle, which is financing. And you know you can't get it anywhere because it's overseas. And some of your options are going to, for example, you're going to Costa Rica, going to the local banks. But for a foreigner trying to get a loan to develop, it's literally impossible. So now we have a solution for you because we have hedge fund money. We have other large investor money with very, very reasonable rates and great programs that is customized for developers like yourself. So Dean, give us a couple scenarios, maybe two or three scenarios of a typical developer that's looking to develop overseas, a hurdle they come across, and how we can solve those problems with our program.
Yeah, for international developers, like Will said, you can forget about the local lending. It's not going to happen. It doesn't matter which country it is. You're just not going to get it. The only way it's possible is if you, again, are joint venturing with a prominent, track record local developer that has a great reputation, and you're somehow partnering with them on a joint venture, you might be able to obtain the kind of financing you need from a local lender that way. But if you're not in that kind of a partnership situation, maybe you're just doing the joint venture with a landowner, but the landowner doesn't maybe have a lot of experience with vertical lending. He's more just always been a land developer, and you can't get that vertical construction with him. You're kind of then in a bind, or you're in a bind if you're trying to acquire the land all by yourself and start from scratch. So when it comes to acquiring the land, you're really going to be in a situation where it's very difficult to find the lending for that. You're going to need to probably have an equity investor or there's a variety of different companies that you can go to for an equity loan that will do the acquisition of the property. That generally will be a little expensive, as you know. You know, anytime doing equity is always more expensive than debt. So I always try and explain to people. So let's say if it's just kind of a perfect scenario of your situation, of what you're looking to do, and you're just looking for vertical construction, typically the main standard you're going to have to have at a minimum 10% liquidity of your asking price. So if you need $50 million, you're going to need to be liquid $5 million. And so just kind of that 10% is just kind of the minimum. Some lenders will go up to 20% that they require you to be liquid. And then typically those will be anywhere from 5 to 7 year terms. Rates can vary anywhere from, again, 7% to 9% for those loans. Generally, they don't have any prepayment penalties, and if they do, it's only maybe for about 12 months at the most. There's other programs out there that require 20%, and if you have 20% to put down, you'll get financed on the remaining 80, so they'll take care of it that way. And some of the 20% down loans, or the 80% loan to values, those will get into maybe the 4.99 to 5.49 type interest rates, which is really, which is exceptional. But again, you're going to need to have 20% to come with. And typically they'll want that 20% put in an escrow account and held until the final draw from the lender is completed, then you guys are allowed to then release that final 20%. So a lot of developer or lenders want that 20%. With one particular loan program, they want that sitting in a escrow account and held there. Whereas again, some of those 10% loans, they won't require that, but they just want to make sure that you always have at least 10% down. So that gives you an idea. Some of these developers also, not all of them, depending on which program you take, you will find some developers every now and then that will then turn around and provide a lending platform for your real estate, you know, for your homeowners. They'll do their own. They'll set up a developer financing program for your buyers, which will typically be minimum 25% to 30% down, typically five years, amortized maybe up to 20 years. There are some that are just 3-year balloon type programs. Typically the points are going to be included in the cost of the loan. So generally they'll say, like, you know, no closing costs, and that's built into the loan. Sometimes there are others that will be no more than three closing points at the most. Typical rates are going to be between 8.99 and 9.99 for those. Every now and then we might get someone at 7.99, but with the rates kind of going up right now in the U.S., I doubt 7.99 is really going to be available anymore for the home buyer. So typically they're going to be 8.99 to 9.99 for then the home buyer. So it's always good, especially if you can get into that 20% program. There are more 20% lenders out there that will do 20%, but those are the lenders that are more apt to also then turn around and provide a financing mechanism or a tool for your homeowners to be able to use. So that's the big advantage. Typically, if you use the 10% groups, they don't offer that the mortgage loans for the buyers. Only the 20% people do.
So again, what the next steps are is if you are an investor developer looking to develop abroad and you need financing for your project, the next step is to contact Dean and I. We'll set up a conference call. And we have a portfolio of investors. Depending on what your situation, depending on what your needs are, we would put you together with them. So it's a matter of us getting on a conference call or in a meeting and finding exactly what your specific needs are. And obviously, our contact information is on this podcast. Feel free to contact us. Dean, do you have anything else to add?
No, that's the big overview. And just, yeah, when you give us a call, we'll give you a lot more little fine details.
And the nice thing, too, about working with Compass, especially on international aspects of it, is this has been our core business since day one, since 2002. So in addition to providing you with lending, our full-service consultation is we're going to help you with the entitlements. We're going to help you with design. We're going to help you with marketing and sales. And when we mean by sales and operations, we'll also hire and train your salespeople. So we're a full service package. And we know how intimidating it is because a lot of developers, a lot of investors really, truly do not understand the complexity of developing overseas and how difficult it is to market their development, their homes, their condos, to buyers. And that's why there have been so many developers that have failed, that bought land down there 10, 20, 15 years ago and have failed to do anything on it because they just don't know what to do after they secure the property. So we can help you with all that. So contact us, and we look forward to working with you.
Thanks, guys.